Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. And folks, I want to remind you, this is not my radio program. It's not Angela's. It's not Brittany's. And it's not Laura's. It's your radio program. We want your ideas, your suggestions, and yes, oh my, even your critiques. Don't worry about it. I got broad shoulders and thick skin. I can take it. Send them to requests@theunionedge.com. requests@theunionedge.com. I guarantee you we'll read it. We'll take it seriously. You may or may not get a reply. That's another story in and of itself. Hey, right now we're talking with Denise Robbins of Media Matters. And Denise, welcome back.
Hi, Chuck. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Now, you were part of an article, What Media Should Know About the Fossil Fuel Industry's Latest Smog or Pro-Smog Pollution Campaign. I mean, are they promoting smog?
They're basically promoting smog in that they're arguing against rules that will lower smog. So they don't want those. They want more smog. They want the right to pollute.
Well, they want more smog for other people. They don't want it in their neighborhood, do they?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so I mean, how are they? I've seen some of these ads, and I was flabbergasted. President Obama has ruined the economy because...
Yeah, so there's a lot of TV ads in a lot of different states nationwide lately, and basically, they come from two different sources. And the ones that you're probably talking about that'll ruin the economy are from the National Association of Manufacturers. And that one is based on a study that is so flawed that policy experts, I've talked to a lot of them, and they told me that it's based on fraudulent claims. They calculate costs in an insane way. Those are both quotes from economic policy experts. And so what they're doing is the smog rule is going to come out pretty soon, October 1st. And to reduce smog, the EPA knows that we don't have all the technologies that we're going to have eventually to make this reduction, which, by the way, will bring, you know, billions of dollars of health benefits, you know, less asthma attacks, less premature deaths. So we don't totally know how we're going to get there yet, which isn't a problem usually. When someone creates a new regulation, then the technology catches up. But this study, what they did is said, we don't know how we're going to get there, so we're going to take the Cash for Clunkers program and basically say that that's going to be as costly as reducing this ozone, the smog, from all these power plants. They extrapolated from that. The Cash for Clunkers program is, you know, not the greatest program and completely unrelated to smog pollution, has nothing to do with it. So they come up with saying that this rule is going to cost, you know, $140 billion, or is it trillion, and devastate our economy. Then they pull that out into different states, and they're running these ads on your TV saying that, oh, you know, it's going to kill this number of jobs, it's going to cost you this much. But that's just completely untrue. And the report itself, by the way, doesn't mention any of the benefits. So you can't say that this rule is going to cost you money when the analysis that they're resting on doesn't mention how it's actually going to help you, and the benefits are supposed to outweigh the costs.
Right, and this is very interesting all the way around. I can't think of another industry that gets to dump its waste product on everybody else without paying. I can't. I mean, you know, and if you think about it, you know, if you've got a big coal-fired electric generation plant and you're blowing stuff out of the smokestack, you're not paying for that. And I, you know, it's going through my neighborhood and everybody else's neighborhood. But if, you know, I owned a bakery down the street and I had, you know, waste dough and all this kind of other stuff, I got to pay for somebody to haul it off, don't I?
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's the whole thing with the organization behind these ads, the National Association of Manufacturers. They are telling you that a rule will cost you money, but actually their pollution is what's harming you much more.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, on a scale from 1 to 10, you know, how many people are buying into this? Because I don't think a lot are.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's hard to know. When you see these numbers, and you, maybe you'd have an idea that maybe there's something wrong, but I think on their face, they're backed up by a supposedly independent economic analysis. So maybe people will think, oh, maybe there's something to this. Maybe I should be worried. They're asking their targeted audiences to call their senators and have them block the rule. You know, it's all based in policy. It's all based in them wanting to stop this new policy from coming forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they're going to continue to fight this tooth and nail. They're fighting it at everybody else's expense. And I don't think a lot of people are buying off on it, although the cable news companies are probably doing pretty good collecting the advertising funding, though.
Yeah, so, lots of advertising.
Lots of advertising.
But you know, a lot of these claims, these numbers, they just get repeated uncritically. And very reputable media sources, and they say industry says X, environmentalists say Y, but the industry, they won't say that the industry's numbers are insane, fraudulent, you know.
Right.
We shouldn't listen to them. We should stop paying attention to them.
Yes. And they'll use words like tree hugger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny when they do that, and you get to kind of laugh at it, but you know, realistically, I think more and more people are coming to the understanding that something needs to be done. Things can be done. It's a matter of, you know, do you take $1 billion in profit this year, or you take a $500 million in profit this year and make everybody safer next year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can remediate a lot of this. We can remediate a lot of the noxious fumes and gases and poisons that are coming out of these smokestacks. We can't quite do that with the carbon dioxide yet, but that technology is coming, and you know, they don't want to do that. You know, it cuts into their profits. This is not a matter of it keeping a company viable. It's a matter of do they get $1 billion in profit this year or this month, or do they only get $500 million in profit this month?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why they're really putting so much effort into fighting this rule. It's insane. Like, in addition to the two ad campaigns I laid out in that article, there's more. There's an ad saying that, oh my God, the Yellowstone National Park won't meet compliance of the new rules. How is that even possible? These rules are crazy. But actually, it's true that parts of the Yellowstone National Park can't meet compliance because pollution from nearby coal plants, like, floats into there, and that's the actual reason. It's
right.
Because the coal plants are, again, at fault, and, you know.
Yeah, I actually met a gentleman who's a bison farmer who said that President Obama's coming for his bison because they pass gas. And I just looked at him and I said, I don't know where he's going to put him, man. And I walked away. So, you know, maybe Yellowstone, you know, maybe that's the problem, because that guy's bison are now in Yellowstone. They're passing gas. Denise, anything else that we should be aware of?
Yeah, you know, whenever you watch an ad on the TV telling you that these rules or any other EPA rules are going to devastate the economy, I would just say, look at who's funding them. Look at, are they trying to actually protect their bottom line?
Yeah, and that's what it's coming down to. It's a matter of bottom line. It has nothing to do with public safety. So that's my opinion, my thoughts, and I'm willing to have that discussion with anybody in the industry that wants to come on. But in the meantime, Denise, thank you very much. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can head over to the environment section on our website, mediamatters.org, and then the issue page, click Environment and Science for more reports.
Fantastic. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.